searchlight sweep a cloudy twilight sky and illuminate a towering edifice in the form of the words Fox Searchlight Pictures. Fox Searchlight Pictures, a News Corporation company. Author's note. The following is a work of fiction. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Especially you, Jenny Beckman. Bitch. 500 Days of Summer. The title is in white lettering with 500 in brackets. An animated line drawing of a city skyline forms on a white background. Blossoms form on a tree. 488 appears in brackets next to a drawing of a park bench. And a young couple sit on the real bench overlooking the city. Both dark-haired. He's looking at her. She smiles, then looks at him. Their hands are touching on the bench.
This is a story of boy meets girl.
488 rewinds to 1.
The boy, Tom Hansen of Margate, New Jersey, grew up believing that he'd never truly be happy until the day he met the one. This belief stemmed from early exposure to sad British pop music and a total misreading of the movie The Graduate. The girl, Summer Finn of Shinnecock, Michigan, did not share this belief. Since the disintegration of her parents' marriage, she'd only loved two things. The first was her long, dark hair. The second was how easily she could cut it off and feel nothing. Tom meets Summer on January 8th. He knows almost immediately she's who he's been searching for. This is a story of boy meets girl. But you should know up front, this is not a love story.
Fox Searchlight Pictures presents a Watermark production.
They made a statue of us.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And put it on a mountaintop.
Zooey Deschanel. Jeffrey Arend.
Now tourists come and stare at us.
Chloe Grace Moritz.
Blue bubbles with their
Matthew Gray Gubler. Two sets of old videos show a boy and a girl playing outdoors. Clark Gregg. Rachel Boston, Minka Kelly. The boy paddles with his mother. The girl's on a slide. Casting by Edie Velasco, CSA. Costume designer, Herb Hanafin. The boy eats cake, messily. The girl grins, holding a candle. Music by Michael Danner and Rob Simonson. The children smile at the cameras. Music supervisor, Andrea von Forster. The girl feeds some ducks. The boy rides on a miniature railway. Film editor, Alan Edward Bell. Production designer, Laura Fox. The boy, now older, plays an electric guitar. Director of photography, Eric Seelberg. The girl does a cartwheel. She waves to the camera and makes an origami paper model. Produced by Jessica Tuchinski, Mark Waters, Mason Novick, and Stephen J. Wolfe. The boy plays football. The girl rides a horse. Written by Scott Neustadter and Michael H. Weber. The girl blows on a dandelion. The boy plays with bubbles. Directed by Mark Webb. One scrolls forward to 290. A young girl cycles through the city at night. The road passes rapidly beneath the bike's wheels. She chains the bike to a post and, wearing a helmet, strides towards the entrance to an apartment building. She hurries in. Two guys open an apartment door.
We know who else to call. It's Amanda Heller all over again.
He did the right thing. Now where is he?
Tom's in the kitchen, smashing plates on a counter.
Thomas?
Rachel, what are you doing?
I'm here to help you.
Help me how?
First, put down the plate. Drink this.
What is that?
Vodka.
Does Mom know that you're here? Because it's probably past 10.
Don't worry about it. Just start from the beginning and tell us what happened.
Things were going so well.
Tom and Summer walk hand in hand. They kiss in bed and walk through an IKEA store holding hands. They hug in the street and grin at a Ringo Starr record in a shop.
Then what?
I think we should stop seeing each other.
Just like that?
Just like that. Did you say why?
I mean, this thing, what are we doing? I mean, is this normal?
No, I don't know. I don't care. I'm happy. Aren't you happy?
You're happy?
You're not?
All we do is argue.
That is bullshit.
You know, maybe she was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, maybe like a hormonal thing.
PMS?
What do you know about PMS?
More than you, Tom.
Then what happened?
This can't come as a total surprise to you. I mean, we've been like Sid and Nancy for months now.
Summer, Sid stabbed Nancy. 7 times at the kitchen. I mean, we have some disagreements, but I hardly think I'm Sid Vicious.
No, I'm Sid.
Oh, so I'm Nancy.
A waitress brings 2 plates.
Let's just eat and we'll talk about it later. That is good. I'm really glad we did this. I love these pancakes. What?
Tom gets up.
Tom, don't go. You're still my best friend.
Jesus.
You've broken up with girls before?
Yes.
And girls have broken up with you before?
This is different.
Why?
Because it's summer. So you'll meet somebody new. Point is, you're the best guy I know. You'll get over her.
I think it's kind of like how they say. There's plenty of other fish in the sea.
No.
They say that.
Well, they're lying. I don't want to get over her. I want to get her back.
Back to day one.
Maybe playing it safe is the wrong approach. The nuclear family is dead, and we need a new holiday that recognizes that. May 21st. Other Mother's Day.
A poster of a child with mothers.
Thank you. I'd say we've got some potential here. What do you think, Hanson? Could you write up some prototypes for these?
Mr. Vance, there's a telephone call for you on line 3.
Oh, thank you. Everyone, this is Summer, my new assistant. Summer just moved here from...
Michigan.
Right, Michigan, right. Summer, everyone, Summer. Excuse me, I have to take this.
It's nice to meet you all.
There's only 2 kinds of people in the world. There's women, and there's men. Summer Finn was a woman. Height, average. Weight, average. Shoe size, slightly above average. For all intents and purposes, Summer Finn, just another girl. Except she wasn't. To wit, in 1998, Summer quoted a song by the Scottish band Belle and Sebastian in her high school yearbook, Color My Life with the Chaos of Trouble. This spike in Michigan sales of their album, The Boy with the Arab Strap, continues to puzzle industry analysts. Summer's employment at the Daily Freeze during her sophomore year coincided with an inexplicable 212% increase in revenue. Every apartment Summer rented was offered at an average rate of 9.2% below market value. And her round-trip commute to work averaged 18.4 double takes per day. It was a rare quality, this summer effect. Rare and yet something every post-adolescent male has encountered at least once in their lives. For Tom Hanson to find it now in a city of 400,000 offices, 91,000 commercial buildings, and 3.8 million people, well, that could only be explained by one thing. Fate.
Summer blinks alluringly. Day 3, and she's at work in a vest top.
Dude, I hear she's a bitch.
Really?
Yeah, Patel tried to talk to her in the copy room. She's totally not having
it. Maybe she was just in a hurry.
And maybe she's an uppity, better than everyone super skank.
Damn.
I know. She's pretty hot.
It sucks. Why is it pretty girls think they can treat people like crap and get away with it?
Centuries of reinforcement.
You know what? Screw her. I don't care. She wants to be that way, fine.
Tom goes back to work. 3 rolls over to 4. Wearing headphones, Tom enters a lift. Summer hurries in as well. Tom, in shirt and cardigan with a loosely knotted tie, studiously ignores the dark-haired, large-eyed Summer.
Smith? I love the Smiths.
Sorry?
I said I love the Smiths. You've good taste in music.
You like the Smiths?
Yeah. to die by your side. It's such a heavenly way to die. I love him.
Tom stares at her, entranced.
Holy shit.
Summer exits, leaving Tom awestruck. Four advances to eight. A sign reads, Happy Engagement, Millie.
There you go. Nice piece.
Drinks?
Arthur,
you good at this? Come on. Yeah.
Tom's handing out glasses of bubbly. He spots Summer standing alone.
Summer, right?
Yeah. Smith's fan.
Yeah, Tom. Want some, it's not champagne. I don't know what it is.
Sure.
So, how's it going?
Pretty good.
You just moved here, right?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Saturday.
Oh, wow. And what brought you?
Boredom, mostly. Wanted to try something new and exciting.
Hmm. Well, clearly, you've come to the right place.
So, have you worked here long?
About 3 or 4 years.
Wow. You always wanted to write greeting cards?
Nah, I don't even want to do it now.
Well, you should do something else then.
Yeah, I studied to be an architect, actually.
You did? That's cool. What happened there?
Didn't work out. I needed a job, and here we are.
You any good?
Well, wrote this one.
He hands her a greetings card.
Today, you're a man. Mazel tov on your bar mitzvah.
It's a big seller.
I meant as an architect.
Yeah. I doubt it.
Well, you're a perfectly adequate greeting card writer.
Thank you. That was actually my nickname in college. They called me perfectly adequate and handsome.
You used to call me anal girl.
Tom chokes on his bubbles.
I was very neat and organized.
He nods and wipes wine off his face.
Well, I should get back, so.
All right, see you later.
He stares after her as she walks away through the open plan office. He studies her as she sits at her desk, then sits down at his workstation. As he starts a drawing, Summer glances across the office towards him. He's drawing a city skyline in pencil. There's another drawing of a building in a frame on his desk. With a look of dissatisfaction, he rubs out what he's done so far on the new picture. He glances around the office, then screws up his piece of paper into a ball. 8 jumps to 154.
I don't know, man. I think it's official. I'm in love with Summer. I love her smile. I love her hair. I love her knees. I love this heart-shaped birthmark she has on her neck. I love the way she sometimes licks her lips before she talks. I love the sound of her laugh. I love the way she looks when she's sleeping. She's like the wind. I love how I hear this song every time I think of her. I love how she makes me feel. Like anything's possible. Like, I don't know, like life is worth it.
Tom's long-haired friend looks worried.
This is not good.
154 skips back to 11.
She likes Magritte and Hopper. And we talked about banana fish for like 20 minutes. We're so compatible, it's insane. She's not like I thought at all. She's amazing.
Oh, boy.
What?
Just because some cute girl likes the same bizarro crap you do, that doesn't make her your soulmate, Tom.
What do you mean?
Rachel beats him at tennis on the Wii. 11 jumps to 22.
It's off.
What?
Me and Summer.
Was it ever on?
No, but it could have been in a world where good things happen to me.
Yeah, well, that's not really where we live.
No.
Okay. So what happened?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So there we are. 9 more floors to write, just me and her.
Hey, Summer.
Hi.
How's your weekend?
It was good.
Can you believe that shit?
I'm sorry, what shit?
I think I missed something.
She said it was good. Emphasis on the good. She basically said she spent the weekend having sex with some guy she met at the gym. Skank, whatever. I'm over it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
She's not interested in me. There's really nothing I can do about that.
But just because she said it was good.
And some other things.
Like, did she say, hey instead of hi? I mean, because you know that means that she's a lesbian, right?
I gave her plenty of chances.
I'm going to the supply room. Do you guys need anything?
I think you know what I need.
She blinks in puzzled inquiry.
On toner?
Okay, sure, no problem.
His friend and colleague grins as Tom watches Summer walk across the room. Tom finds the Smiths on his iTunes.
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had can make a good man turn.
Tom turns the music up as Summer walks across the office to leave work, her handbag over her shoulder. He stares at her, but she doesn't even glance in his direction.
Let me get what I want.
Whatever, man, it's fine. I don't need this crap, really. It was, you know, I'm comfortable. I'm unhassled. People don't realize this, but loneliness, it's underrated.
You could just ask her out.
Don't be stupid.
22 jumps to 27. In the office, Tom's friend mimes for him to take off his headset.
This Friday, all you can karaoke at the mill.
No. Come on. They're not gonna let you back in there after last time.
I wasn't that bad.
Dude, you threw up on the stage, you tried to fight the bartender, and you threatened to burn the place down.
But I didn't burn the place down.
We're not going back there.
Look, it's not like that, okay? It's a work thing. The whole office is going.
I can't go even if I wanted to.
You're not listening to me.
What?
The whole office is going.
Tom's eyes flick towards Summer. Day 27 becomes day 28.
Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its
thorn. Hi. They said you were coming.
You asked if I was...
God damn, that song is brilliant! What's up,
Hanson? That's me.
Yeah.
Summer heads for the pub stage.
Okay, I'm new, so no making fun of me.
Woo!
Tom's friend Mackenzie hands him a beer.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass. Cause I'm a shoo-shoo-shoo.
Tom smiles as she sings, then grabs another couple of beers and chasers from the bar. Summer's sitting in a booth with Mackenzie.
Like, that's
yes. Hello. I didn't know you were gonna join us. I would have gotten you, you know, a drink or.
I'm good.
You good? You're great. Great up singing.
Thank you. I wanted to sing Born to Run, but they didn't have it.
I love Born to Run.
Me too.
Tom's from New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up there. I lived there till I was 12.
I named my cat after Springsteen.
Okay. What was his name?
Bruce?
That makes sense.
So you have a boyfriend?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want one.
Come on. I don't believe that.
You don't believe that a woman could enjoy being free and independent?
Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian. I just don't feel comfortable being anyone's girlfriend. I don't actually feel comfortable being anyone's anything, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, let me break it down for you.
Break it down.
Okay. I like being on my own. Relationships are messy and people's feelings get hurt. Who needs it? We're young. We live in one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Might as well have fun while we can and... save the serious stuff for later.
Holy shit, you're a dude. She's a dude.
Okay, but wait. What happens if you fall in love? What?
Well, you don't believe that, do you?
It's love, it's not Santa Claus.
Well, what does that word even mean? I've been in relationships and I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well, maybe that's...
And most marriages end in divorce these days. Like my parents.
Okay, mine too, but...
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
The lady... Dothan. There's no such thing as love. It's fantasy.
Well, I think you're wrong.
They study one another.
Okay, well, what is it that I'm missing, then?
I think you know when you feel it.
I guess we can just agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's singing next?
I nominate young Berta here.
I'm not nearly drunk enough to...
Bartender!
Outside is a boxcar waiting. Outside the family store. Outside the fire breathing. Outside we wait till the face turns blue. I know the nervous walking. I know the dirty bit of hands. I'll buy the boxcar waiting. Take me away to nowhere place. Let us wait so long.
So long, so long.
Never wait so long. Here comes your man.
No?
No, it's not.
What is that then?
I don't know. That's something. That's
I know. I used to watch it every week.
Yeah. It's the best show on TV.
I know.
Knight Rider? Come on. And the theme song is really
so
good.
So good.
This is going to bother me for a week.
Me too.
As Tom and Summer try to think, Mackenzie hits the stage.
Well, at least I know I'm free.
He drops the mic and drunkenly downs another shot.
You are amazing.
I know, buddy.
You're amazing. This was so much fun. You guys are so much better. Wait, hey.
What's up?
Not you. You.
He likes you. Okay,
he
good
likes,
night, McKen.
He likes you. Why don't you just tell her, Tom?
Yeah. Sorry, we haven't seen that. It's... happens every time we come here. I don't know, something about that guy and singing.
Is that true?
Yeah, he drinks and he sings and he just loses his shit.
Not Mackenzie. The other thing?
What thing?
Smiling, she looks him in the eye.
Do you like me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I like you.
As friends?
Right, as friends.
Just as friends?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, I hadn't really thought about it. Yes. Why?
No reason, I think you're interesting, and I'd like for us to be friends. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's... yeah, you and me, we should be friends.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
He stares at her. She smiles back.
Well, in that way.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night.
She gives a casual salute and heads off. He remains staring after her. Standing on the pavement outside the bar, Tom turns slowly and walks away. Day 28 becomes day 31, and Tom's at the photocopiers when Summer walks up.
Hey.
Hi.
She gets on with some copying of her own, and they work side by side. Unsure what to say, Tom half turns towards Summer, who's just getting on with her copying. She moves away from the copier and approaches Tom.
So that was fun the other night.
They kiss. They hold each other close, kissing with increasing passion. Summer turns and walks back to her copying. She picks up her file, briefly looks Tom in the eye, then walks away. Tom's thoroughly confused. Later, Tom opens his front door to his long-haired friend, Paul.
You son of a bitch.
Shh.
The same girl you've been obsessing over for weeks now?
Not been obsessing.
Yeah, the girl you said was way out of your league that you'd never have a chance with in a million years. That girl.
Paul, seriously.
Did you bang her?
No.
What, hum job?
No.
Hand job?
Man, no. No jobs. I'm still unemployed. We kissed.
Level with me, man. Come on. Is your best friend, huh? Your best friend who tolerated you whining about this girl for weeks on end. You were essentially stalking her.
Oh.
Paul gasps, realizing Summer's in the apartment.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm Summer.
Summer.
I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you.
Paul nods awkwardly and has no idea what to say.
Well, I gotta go. I gotta do some, you know.
Yeah, man.
Just pretend I was never here. Oh, wait, Tom. If any jobs come up.
Thanks, Paul. See ya.
Tom dismisses him with a salute, then turns to Summer.
He's, you know, older friend. If you heard any of,
Heard what?
Nothing. Really, you wanna go?
Yeah, I'm stalking. I mean, I'm starving.
Tom drops his head in embarrassment. Day 282 and a tap isn't working.
Hon. Our sink is broken.
It's a sink in a showroom. Summer's standing nearby.
Man, all of our sinks are broken.
She walks off, unimpressed by his attempt at humor. 282 rewinds to 34.
What are we looking for again?
Trivets.
How about a flug?
No, I don't think so.
No. We don't want a flug.
They're in IKEA.
Home sweet home.
Our place really is lovely, isn't it?
Yes.
Ooh, Idol's on.
She grabs a dummy remote from a coffee table and pretends to watch TV.
TV's not working.
Well, I'm famished. Let's eat.
Tom jumps up from the sofa they've been sitting on and walks off. Summer follows. They arrive at a kitchen display.
Mmm, smells delicious.
Oh, honey, that's because it is delicious. I made it myself.
Bald eagle.
Your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
He clowns, sitting at a table, as Summer wanders over to the sink.
The sink's broken.
Well, that's okay, because...
He walks through to another display.
That's why we bought a home with two kitchens.
You're so smart. I'll race you to the bedroom.
She ballets out of the kitchen. Tom chases her through the huge furniture store. Summer dives onto a double bed. Tom crawls on after her and looks deep into her eyes.
Darling. I don't know how to tell you this, but there's a Chinese family in our bathroom.
They look round slowly. A whole Chinese family is indeed staring at them from the ensuite bathroom display. Tom and Summer smile, and the family wanders off glumly. They face each other on the bed.
This is fun. You're fun.
Thanks.
Hey, I just want to tell you that, I'm not really looking for anything serious. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because some people kind of freak out when they hear that.
Not me.
You sure?
Yeah, like... Casual. Take it slow.
No pressure.
She gets up, and he stays thoughtfully on the bed. As they wander through IKEA, Summer takes Tom's hand. There are signs on the store wall. IKEA, Stockholm. And we don't make fancy quality, we make true everyday quality. At night, they tumble, kissing, onto the bed.
Can you wait one second?
Summer watches as Tom heads to the bathroom.
Okay, settle. Just a girl. Just a girl. She wants to keep it casual. Which is why she's in my bed right now. But that's casual, and that's what casual people do. It's great.
Tom comes out of the bathroom and stares. Summer's now naked in his bed.
Hi.
Hi.
Tom switches off the bathroom light and approaches the bed. In daylight, he walks out of the apartment building with a broad grin on his face. What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Tom struts jauntily down the street, and everyone he passes smiles at him. He pauses to check his look in a shop window. The reflection he sees is Harrison Ford as Han Solo, winking back at him. A large fountain erupts like watery fireworks. Tom boogies his way past the display and through a park. He cheerfully greets the people he meets, even kissing one woman's hand. He daps and slaps with a couple of guys he meets on his sunny walk to work, shakes a lot of hands, and is wreathed in smiles. He tosses his bag to a woman and starts to dance. Everyone on the path dances with him, and it turns into a routine. A baseball bat and knocks an imaginary ball out of the park. He's hoisted shoulder high by his dancing friends. The large crowd of dancers is joined by a marching band in full, colourful, military-style uniform. A little cartoon bluebird flits up to Tom and lands on his shoulder. It hops onto his finger. He strokes its head and lets it go. It winks down at him as it flies off. Tom puts his bag back on and, with a satisfied grin, dashes off to work. He skips happily through the front door and to the lift, smirking to himself. Day 35 rolls forward to day 303, and the lift door opens, revealing a despondent, dishevelled Tom. He sits hollow-eyed, staring towards the desk where Summer used to sit. His boss has a new assistant with a large afro.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Alfredo's number.
Okay.
And I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
Okay?
So did you get her back yet, or what?
Tom stares gloomily at Mackenzie.
Working on it.
Hey, maybe you should write a book.
Huh?
Well, you know, Henry Miller said the best way to get over a woman is to turn her into literature.
That guy had a lot more sex than me. Oh, is it?
So great to hear from you. I can't this week, but maybe next. I hope this means you're ready to be friends.
Day 303 rolls back to day 45. Mackenzie sees Summer singing on the phone.
Yeah, that's it. That is it.
Your girl is losing it.
You must be serious.
I am being totally serious.
Are you joking around?
No, I am not joking around.
Octopus's Garden.
Yes, Octopus's Garden's the best Beatles song ever recorded.
Why don't you just say Piggies?
Come on, I love Ringo Starr.
Nobody loves Ringo Starr.
That's what I love about him.
It's day 87, and they're in a DVD and music store. Summer leads Tom through to the adults-only section.
Good. Gets really good reviews.
At home, they're on a sofa watching a DVD called Sweet and Shower.
You know what? That looks pretty doable. What are you asking me?
Is this busy your idea?
Wait. They're fooling around in the shower.
What?
Day 95.
Yeah, the street level isn't so exciting, but, like, if you look up...
Tom points up at the city's sculpted stone buildings and at the multi-level Eastern Columbia building, the large clock face, and the word Eastern in bold white letters.
Fine arts building. The guys who designed this, Walker and Eisner, two of my favorites. Isn't that cool?
They sit on the park bench overlooking some of the downtown buildings.
This is my favorite spot.
This is your favorite spot?
Right here. Yeah.
How come?
It's kind of hard to explain, I guess.
I'll try.
Well, okay, like, that building, that's, That's been there since 1911. And that's the Continental. That's LA's first skyscraper. It's built in 1904.
What is that?
That? That's a parking lot.
Oh.
Yeah. That's also a parking lot. There's a lot of beautiful stuff here too, though. I wish people would notice it more. If it were me, then,
if it were you, what?
I don't know, I'd make them notice.
How would you make them notice?
I don't know, there's a lot of different stuff you could do.
Show me.
She hands him a pen.
Please, I don't know anything about architecture.
You want me to draw you something?
Yeah.
I don't have any paper.
Well, use my arm. Because I need a tattoo.
Let's see her.
That's the spirit.
He rolls up her sleeve.
Well, the buildings need to be integrated better, so you can maximize light capacity here.
He draws on the inside of her wrist. He creates a detailed skyline on the inside of her forearm. Day 109. It's evening. Tom and Summer arrive at Summer's place.
It's kind of messy.
That's okay.
Tom closes the front door and walks slowly into the apartment with patterned wallpaper, boxes still unpacked, pictures and books resting on the mantelpiece and on the floor.
For Tom Hansen, this was the night where everything changed. That wall Summer so often hid behind. A wall of distance, of space, of casual. That wall was slowly coming down. For here was Tom, in her world. A place few had been invited to see with their own eyes. And here was Summer, wanting him there. Him, no one else.
Have you ever been in a tornado?
No. It's that and my teeth falling out.
I have that too.
You do?
Yeah. It's so weird. It's like being an old man.
What else do you have?
Earthquakes?
Really?
No. No, I dream sometimes about flying. It starts out like I'm running really, really fast. I'm like superhuman. And the terrain starts to get really rocky and steep. And then I'm running so fast that my feet aren't even touching the ground. And I'm floating. And it's like this amazing, amazing feeling. I'm free. I'm safe. But then I realize I'm completely alone. And then I wake up.
As he listened, Tom began to realize that these weren't stories routinely told. These were stories one had to earn. He could feel the wall coming down. He wondered if anyone else had made it this far, which is why the next six words changed everything.
I've never told anybody that before.
Lying on the bed, Tom studies her.
I guess I'm not just anybody.
So what are you exactly?
I don't know.
Are you her boyfriend?
It's not that simple.
Sure it is.
What, like, are we going steady? Come on, guys, you know, we're adults. We know how we feel. We don't need to put labels on it. I mean, boyfriend, girlfriend, and all that stuff is... It's really juvenile.
You sound gay.
You really do.
Okay, first of all, your last girlfriend was Amy Sussman in the seventh grade, and you dated for, like, 3 hours. And you've been with Robin since, what, like, 1998? 97. I'll think the two of you are exactly authorities on modern relationships.
Tom challenges his friends who can't meet his eye. Day 118.
So what should I do?
You should ask her. What?
Well, why about the boat? What I'm thinking. I mean, things are going well. You start putting labels on it, that's like the kiss of death. It's like saying, I love you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what happened between me and Sean.
Well, Sean.
My boyfriend before Mark.
Who the
Never mind.
So, what you're saying?
I'm saying you do want to ask her. It's obvious. You're just afraid you'll get an answer you don't want, which will shatter all the illusions of how great these past few months have been. And look, if it were me, I'd find out now before you show up at her place and, well, she's in bed with Lars from Norway.
Who's Lars from Norway?
Just some guy she met at the gym with Brad Pitt's face and Jesus' abs.
Tom's amazed by Rachel's stories.
Hey, Rachel. Wait, no, Coach, we're not done here.
Rachel. Look, it's easy, Tom. Just don't be a pussy.
Tom's little sister runs off to join her football team on the pitch. Tom remains sitting thoughtfully on the bleachers. Tom and Summer drive through the city in Tom's aging 3 Series BMW.
You okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Summer, I gotta ask you something.
What?
What are we doing?
Thought we were going to the movies.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, what are we, like, what's going on here with us?
I don't know. Who cares? I'm happy, aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Good.
She nuzzles his arm and he grins. They smile happily, and she studies him as they drive. They have fun chatting as they drive through the sunny city. They drive into a tunnel. Day 259.
London, 1964. Those girls knew how to dress. Nowadays, it's all these giant sunglasses, tattoos, handbags with little dogs in them. Who okayed this?
Some people like it.
They're in a cocktail bar.
I like how you dress.
I was thinking about getting a butterfly tattoo about yay big on my ankle.
No.
A suit makes a beeline for Summer.
Yo. How's it going?
Okay.
You live around here?
Yeah, not too far.
Never seen you here before.
You're not too observant.
That's funny. You're funny. So let me buy you a drink.
No, thank you.
You with this guy?
Hey, I'm Tom.
Whatever. So come on, one drink. What are you drinking?
I said no, thanks.
You're serious. This guy.
Hey, buddy.
You know what? Don't be rude. I'm flattered, but I'm not interested. So why don't you go over there and leave us alone? Thanks.
She calmly sips her cocktail.
It's a free country.
The big guy challenges Tom, who eyes him with calm distaste, and sips his drink. The guy wanders off.
Can't believe this is your boyfriend.
Tom floors him with a right hook.
What are you doing?
The guy responds.
It's really just a crazy thing. It happened, like, it felt like it happened fast, but really, it also felt like it was happening really slowly, like everything all was just, I don't know, it doesn't feel like you think it would.
Summer's not happy.
Hey, what's the matter?
I can't believe you.
You can't believe me?
You were so completely, completely uncool in there.
Wait, are you mad at me? I just got my ass kicked for you.
Oh, really? Was that for me? Was that for my benefit?
Yes, it was.
Okay, well, next time, don't, because I don't need your help. You know what? I'm really tired. Can we talk about this tomorrow?
With an ice pack to his cheek, Tom doesn't know what to say. He turns away from her and heads for the front door.
No.
You know what?
I'm not going anywhere till you tell me what's going on.
Nothing's going on. We're just...
What? We're just what?
We're just...
No! Don't pull that with me. Don't even try to... This is not how you treat your friend. Kissing in the copy room... Holding hands in IKEA? Shower sex? Come on, friends my balls!
She sits on the bed and he shrugs, challenging her.
I like you, Tom. I just don't want a relationship.
Well, you're not the only one that gets to say in this. I do too. And I say we're a couple. God damn it.
Summer's stunned. As Tom stomps downstairs, he meets two women coming up.
After you, please.
He continues down the many flights of wooden stairs. Later, he lies restlessly in bed. Summer lies still in her bed. Tom sits up in bed. It's still nighttime and raining outside. He gets up and puts on a t-shirt. He wanders slowly to open the front door. It's Summer. She stares at him expressionlessly, then rests her head wearily against the doorframe.
I shouldn't have done that.
Done what?
Gotten mad at you. I'm sorry.
Look, we don't have to put a label on it. That's fine, I get it. But, you know, I need some consistency. I need to know that you're not gonna wake up in the morning and feel differently.
She moves close to him.
I can't give you that. Nobody can.
She touches his bruised jaw and kisses him gently.
Does that hurt? I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't hurt.
I like you.
All right.
She links her arms around Tom's neck and they kiss.
You loved her, you were kissing.
Well, what about you? Did you ever even have a boyfriend?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
No.
Why not?
Because it's not important.
I'm interested.
They're lying in bed in their pajamas.
All right, fine. You want to go there?
Yeah.
Fine.
I can take it.
So, well, in high school there was Marcus.
Quarterback slash homecoming king.
No. He was a rower. He was very hot. For a brief time in college, there was Charlie. She was nice, but... And then there was my semester in Siena, Fernando Bellardelli. Also known as the Puma.
The Puma?
Yeah, the Puma. Because... You know.
The Puma has a large bulge in the crotch of his leather trousers.
So.
Oh, that's it?
The one's the last in you.
What happened? Why didn't they work out?
What always happens? Life.
She slumps back down on the bed.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. It's awesome. Trust me. I'm serious. I'll go first. Penis.
Tom's already stuck. Summer gently nudges his shoulder with her head.
Penis.
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 There's kids around.
There are no kids around.
Penis.
Penis.
You having fun?
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing you do with the Puma, isn't it?
Oh, we rarely left the room.
Penis! Sorry, Tourette's. You know how it is.
Penis!
She has it too. Penis!
Penis!
Fucking weird.
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
This is too much.
Unleash me. I'm done.
Promise.
I promise.
They're sitting on a blanket in the park. Day 266 flips back to day 191. Tom and Summer at an art gallery. There's a picture of two dogs copulating. They're standing in front of huge prints of intertwined tubes.
It's very complex.
In a way, it sort of, like, says so much by saying so little.
From a pile of metal cubes, they stare in bafflement at a coiled poo on a plinth.
You want to go to the movies?
Yep.
The sign outside the cinema proclaims, part vampire, part giant. Vagiant. They smile and eat popcorn in the theatre, as others laugh and cringe in equal measure. Day 191 fast forwards to day 314, and Tom's sitting alone in a cinema.
Et ça, c'était sa vie maintenant. Chaque jour, la même douleur lancinante.
The film is black and white, and the star is Tom.
Il est brisé.
Subtitles read, he is broken.
Plus que brisé.
More than broken, he is alone. Now his only friend is grief. The Tom character's carrying a balloon. He turns round to face a mime in a top hat and hands him the balloon. The mime smiles happily and lets the balloon go. It floats up into the air. The mime eyeballs Tom, then slaps him. More subtitles. In any case, suffering. Endless suffering. The kind of suffering that never ends.
Suffering.
A shitload of suffering is what I'm saying. A Crusader Tom plays chess with a little winged angel by a rocky shore. Your move. The child angel moves. Better luck next time. Bitch. Crusader Tom buries his face in his hands. The word fin appears on the blank screen. Tom wakes up in the cinema, looks around, then gets up. Day 314 jumps to day 321. The new assistant approaches Tom's workstation.
Tom? Mr. Vance would like to see you in his office.
Tom, have a seat. Has something happened to you recently?
What do you mean?
Death in the family? Someone taken ill? Anything like that?
No.
Look, I don't mean to pry, but does this have something to do with Summer leaving?
Who?
My assistant.
Your.
Tom, everyone knows.
Tom's head sags.
Never mind. The reason I'm asking is, lately, your work performance has been a little off.
I'm not following.
Okay, here's something that you wrote last week. Roses are red, violets are blue. Fuck you, whore. Now, most shoppers at Valentine's Day...
Mr. Vance, are you firing me?
No. No. Relax, Hanson. You're one of the good ones.
Okay. I'm sorry. Things have been a little difficult.
That's okay. I completely understand that. I'm just saying that perhaps you could channel those energies into something like this.
Vance shows Tom a selection of greetings cards.
Funerals and sympathy.
Misery. Sadness. Loss of faith. No reason to live. This is perfect for you. Good, okay. Now back to work you go.
He dismisses Tom with a friendly smile.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom picks up the cards and trudges slowly out of the office. On the assistant's desk, he spots a card with I love us in big letters on the front. He scowls. Day 321 rolls back to day 167. Tom strides into the office.
Hey. Don't you have like 20 cards to write by Friday?
Nope. All done.
Really? Can you help me? Because I've run out of ways to say congrats. Okay, I got good job, well done, and way to go. That's it.
How about every day you make me proud, but today you get a card?
Shit, that's good.
I know. Have you tried Mary?
Mary!
We've been stuck on this for an hour.
How about...
Tom spots Summer across the office. She smiles at him.
I love us.
Fast forward to day 322.
I hate Summer. I hate her crooked teeth. I hate her 1960s haircut. I hate her knobby knees. And I hate her cockroach-shaped splotch on her neck. I hate the way she smacks her lips before she talks. And I hate the way she sounds when she laughs.
She's like the wind.
I hate this song!
Tom yells on a bus which lurches to a halt.
Son, you're gonna have to exit the vehicle.
345.
I normally don't do blind dates, but Paul and Robin spoke very highly of you. They said you write greeting cards. That's so interesting. I wanted to write. I actually majored in English in college, but what are you going to do with that degree? I went to Brown. Where did you go?
Allison. Listen, it's great to meet you, and you're a very attractive girl. I just wanted to say up front that this isn't... It's not going to go anywhere.
Oh.
I liked this girl. I loved her. What'd she do? She took a giant shit on my face. Literally.
Literally?
Not literally. It's disgusting. Jesus. What's the matter with you? Point is, I messed up. I am. On the one hand, I want to forget her. On the other hand, I know that she's the only person in the entire universe that will make me happy. Mm-hmm. You ever do this? You think back on all the times you had with someone and you just replay it in your head over and over again and you look for those first signs of trouble.
Tom remembers the cinema, IKEA, and the record store.
There's two options, really. Either she's an evil, emotionless, miserable human being, or she's a robot. Small wonder, you know, Vicky. I'll explain a lot, actually.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
She never cheated on you?
No, never.
She ever take advantage of you in any way?
No.
And she told you up front that she didn't want a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Tom stares at auburn-haired Allison, then grins tipsily.
I got a great idea.
Allison, completely fed up, sits in a booth as Tom lurches through his karaoke performance.
Stand by me, not at all.
Allison leaves.
Go, fine. Go, it's fine. See ya. Waste of time. You don't look anything like something.
Day 402. Tom, toting a suit carrier, boards a train. He calls Mackenzie on his mobile.
Hey, baby.
Hey, you here?
Hell no.
What do you mean, hell no?
I'm not going to that.
Yes, you are.
No, man, it's going to be all old people.
Yeah, but you said you were going. That's why I'm going.
And that's why I called her last night, told her I was sick.
Dude,
like a ninja.
I'm not going to know anybody at this.
Maybe you'll meet some hot granddaughters or something.
I'm hanging up.
Bye, baby.
Tom continues glumly down the train. He scans left and right looking for a space and walks right past Summer. He chucks his suit carrier into the luggage rack and flops down into a seat further down the carriage. He peers round behind him. Summer spots him and takes out her earphones. Tom frantically packs away his headphones and opens a book. Summer gets up and walks down the carriage.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Summer. I must have walked right by you.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? Are you going to Millie's? Me too.
Cool.
I forgot you knew her.
Yeah. We work together all that time, so.
Of course.
I love Millie. She's the sweetest.
She is.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I wrote to you. I never heard back.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just, you know, it got kind of crazy. The holidays came up, so work was...
You still working for Vance?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go get a coffee if you want to...
She spots the book and grins.
Architecture of Happiness.
Yeah, it's...
That looks like a good book. Well, I don't want to bother you.
No, no, I, yeah, let's get coffee. I have to.
Tom follows Summer to the buffet car. They sit talking over coffee, with evening sunlight filtering through the window. They laugh happily together. Summer looks into Tom's eyes as he chats away happily. They get up and leave the buffet car. It's a sunny day at Millie's wedding. Tom, wearing his suit, spots Summer wearing a knee-length pale dress. They wave to one another.
You look nice.
Thanks. So
do
you.
They take their seats for the outdoor ceremony. Summer leans over to Tom.
Penis.
No.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Millie and her new husband embrace. The sun sets in a blaze of orange on a hilly shoreline, and the wedding guests dance into the night. Summer's dancing with a young lad.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, you snore.
No, I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, you do too.
Oh, I definitely do.
And your feet reek.
That one time.
Every time.
That one time.
No, that one time especially, but every time. And when you wake up, your hair sticks up like that. It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Your favorite Beatle is Ringo.
Damn right. Ringo's the best.
Ringo is...
Oh. Tom leaps up and chases the young lad.
He's fast. Damn. All right. You got me. Duck. Duck.
The singer sports a massive afro. Millie throws her bouquet over her head. Summer catches it, and Tom grins. Tom and Summer down a shot. They join the throng of guests for a slow dance, smiling happily at one another.
Hey, I was wondering, I was gonna maybe have a party on Friday, on our rooftop that has, like, a really nice garden, if you wanna come.
Yeah.
If you're not busy.
I don't think I will be.
Tom nods towards the band.
They're good, huh?
They are good.
The nighttime dance floor is festooned with bright lights. Tom's on the train home. He sits thoughtfully, with Summer asleep on his shoulder. He glances down at her with a pensive smile. Paul speaks on camera in black and white.
I guess I just got lucky. We met in elementary school. In seventh grade, we had the same class schedule, and, we just clicked, you know?
Mackenzie.
Love? Shit, I don't know. As long as she's cute and she's willing, right? I'm flexible on the cute, so.
21 years. She's the light that guides me home. Yes, that is from one of our cards. No, someone else wrote it. Doesn't make it less true.
I think technically the girl of my dreams would probably have, like, a really bodacious rack, you know, maybe different hair. Probably, you know, she'd probably be a little more into sports. But truthfully, Robin's better than the girl of my dreams. She's real.
Tom's next in the frame. The camera switched off. Tom in suit and trainers rings the bell to a building with a wrought iron entrance. Clutching a present, Tom goes inside.
Tom walked to her apartment, intoxicated by the promise of the evening.
He believed that this time his expectations would align with reality.
Expectations appears as a subtitle on a split screen as Tom climbs the stairs. On the other side of the screen, reality is the caption as he walks down a corridor. In Expectations, Summer opens the door, smiles, and kisses Tom on the lips.
Nice. Your tie. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
In reality, she opens the door, gives him a friendly hug, and ushers him in. Tom nods to the gathered guests and gives Summer the gift. Her acknowledgement was in Expectations. In reality, she opens the gift in silence.
Thank you. You shouldn't have. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm excited to read it.
Yeah. In Expectations, she hugs him in thanks for the architecture of happiness, not in reality.
So, Tom, what is it that you do?
I write greeting cards.
But Tom could be a really great architect if he wanted to be.
That's unusual. I mean, what made you go from one to the other?
I guess I just figured, why make something disposable, like a building, when you can make something that lasts forever, like a greeting card?
In reality, they're on opposite sides of a chatting group. In Expectations, they're talking together, ignoring everyone else. Later in reality, Tom sips a beer alone.
What?
In Expectations, they're together, flirting. In reality, Tom watches glumly as Summer chats to two guys. In Expectations, Tom and Summer walk indoors together and kiss passionately. In reality, Tom fixes himself another drink. In reality, Tom stares as Summer shows a girlfriend a ring on her left hand. His jaw sags and his eyes fill with tears as he notices it's a diamond engagement ring. He puts down his drink and leaves, running down the stairs. He storms out into the night, striding down the road, fighting back tears as he encounters a couple walking arm in arm. He walks down the middle of the road. The city becomes a grey, black and white drawing, which is then erased, just leaving Tom as a black silhouette, standing with his shadow in the middle of nothing. The Tom silhouette fades. Day 408 jumps forward to day 440. It's 7 a.m. Tom slaps off his alarm. Day 441. It's 7 a.m. Tom slaps off his alarm. Tom stares at the alarm clock with an empty Twinkie packet beside it, then rolls himself up in his bedclothes. Day 441 and a half. Tom buys blackjack bourbon, juice and Twinkies. He's in his dressing gown. He gives a so-what shrug to the concerned shopkeeper. He wanders out of the shop past another happy couple holding hands.
Get a room. Really?
Tom shuffles off. Day 442. There's a pile of empty cake packets and an aspirin bottle next to the alarm clock. Tom lies, staring at the ceiling. Tom trudges into the office wearing shades. Mackenzie's on the phone, looks up, and notices his friend.
Shit. I'm calling you every 5 minutes. Are you okay?
I'm great.
What happened to you?
I want to talk about it.
You always want to talk about it.
Not this
one. Okay, well, come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
It's Thursday.
This one says, go for it. And this one says, you can do it. We have a whole line of inspirational photographic cards featuring Pickles, my cat. I think people will really enjoy them. Thank you.
Good job, Rhoda. That's inspirational stuff. Okay. Who's next? We haven't heard from Sympathy in a while. Hanson? The winter collection? Do you have anything to contribute?
No. I really don't.
Okay. We'll come back to you. Mackenzie?
Actually, you know what?
Yes, Tom?
Can I say something about the cat?
Well, okay.
Yeah, this is... And Rhoda, no disrespect here, but this is total shit.
Tom,
go for it and you can do it. That's not inspirational. That's suicidal. If Pickles goes for it right there, that's a dead cat. This is lies. We're liars. You think about it. Why do people buy these things? It's not because they want to say how they feel. People buy cards because they can't say how they feel or they're afraid to. We provide the service that lets them off the hook. You know what? I say to hell with it. Let's level with America. Or at least let them speak for themselves. Right? I mean, look. What is this? What does this say? Congratulations on your new baby. Right? How about congratulations on your new baby? Guess that's it for hanging out. Nice knowing
you. Sit down, Hanson.
How about this one with all the pretty hearts on the front? I think I know where this is going. Yep. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart. I love you. That's sweet. Ain't love grand? This is exactly what I'm talking about. What does that even mean? Love. Do you know? Do you? Anybody?
Tom.
If somebody gave me this card, Mr. Vance, I would eat it.
Tom throws the card on the boardroom table.
It's these cards. And the movies and the pop songs, they're to blame for all the lies. And the heartache. Everything. And we're responsible. I'm responsible. I think we do a bad thing here. People should be able to say how they feel. How they really feel. Not, you know, some words that some strangers put in their mouths. Words like love. That don't mean anything. Sorry, I'm sorry. I quit. There's enough bullshit in the world without my help.
His colleagues watch in stunned silence as Tom walks out. Mackenzie stops, realizing he's alone in appreciating Tom's performance. Tom exits the lift past a sign that reads, "Thank you for 75 years, and walks slowly past the metal sign on the wall which says, "New Hampshire greetings, greeting the world one card at a time." Day 450.
Sketching again.
Yeah, just doodling.
Okay, Tom. We got 20 seconds. Talk to me. You okay?
Me, yeah, I'm good. Great.
Rachel, in her football kit, studies her brother. He's drawn a girl holding a dagger dripping blood.
You know my friends are all in love with you. You know, it's like we said, plenty of other fish in the sea.
Thanks. But, those are guppies.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. Look, I know you think that she was the one, but I don't. Now, I think you're just remembering the good stuff. Next time you look back, I really think you should look again.
Brother and sister look at one another, then Rachel pats Tom on the shoulder and goes back to her teammates. Tom stares into the middle distance and remembers times with Summer, walking down the street, by the photocopiers, holding hands in IKEA, laughing in the car, the punch-up in the cocktail bar, then walking out of her apartment, Summer coming round in the rain to apologise, lying in bed and talking, and sitting in a restaurant.
It's playing at 5.
You want to see it?
I don't know, we could just go back to your place, or...
No, I really want to see it. Let's go.
They sit, barely looking at one another. Dustin Hoffman and Catherine Ross, in her wedding dress, sit at the back of the bus in the last scene from The Graduate, which Tom and Summer are watching in the cinema. On screen, the characters' excited smiles fade.
Time it was, and what a time it was, it was.
Hoffman stares straight ahead, and Ross glances at him. Tom glances at Summer. She's crying.
A time of confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is it? The movie?
It's nothing. I'm just being stupid.
Yeah.
Summer walks off. Tom follows her. Later, they're in the music store.
It pains me we live in a world where nobody's heard of Spearmint.
I've never heard of them.
I put them on that mix I made you. They're track one.
Summer nods unconvincingly. Tom finds the Ringo Starr record. Summer gives a tight smile and walks away from the record stand. Tom reaches out to take her hand, but she pulls away. With a disappointed sigh, Tom follows Summer out of the shop.
So, what do you want to do?
I think I'm just going to call it a day.
You don't want to get some dinner? You hungry?
Summer purses her lips.
You all right?
I'm just tired.
Okay.
She leans forward and kisses him. On the cheek. He processes this for a moment, then manages a smile.
I got it. Pancakes.
Day 450 becomes days 456 to 476. Tom's lying on his bed, despondently bouncing a tennis ball on the floor. Tom bounces the ball in time to the banging. He tears down all the sketches and notes from his bedroom wall. Stands back, examining the clean wall and the piles of paper on the floor. Tom sits in an easy chair in a coffee lounge reading a book. There's a pile of books on architecture on the coffee table in front of him. He walks into a lobby, wearing a suit and carrying a portfolio. Tom talks to the security guard on the desk, who takes the portfolio from him. Tom despondently ends a call on his mobile. He's chalked architectural firms' names on his wall. There are lines through many of them. He chalks lines through four more. Using chalk and a long rule, Tom creates a design on the dark bedroom wall. He carefully rules lines and shades in areas of the design. He draws in a sketchbook looking at the city skyline from a rooftop. At night, the skyline shimmers with lights. Tom does more work on his bedroom drawing. Nighttime traffic is a blur of speeded-up light. Tom copies a carved cornice design onto the bedroom drawing. Nighttime traffic continues to blur through the city at super speed. Tom stands back and appraises the complex skyline, which is his bedroom artwork. Summer's being fitted for a wedding dress. The chiffon veil is lowered over Summer's face. Tom travels on a bus. As Tom sits gloomily on the bus, Summer smiles under her veil. It's lifted from her face, and she kisses her new husband. Tom stares blankly on the bus. Day 488. Tom, wearing his suit, reaches pavement level on an escalator. He stares expressionlessly out across a leafy park. Later, he sits on his favourite bench.
Hey, Tom.
He sits up. Summer's sitting on a bench a short distance away, wearing a dark skirt and a raincoat. Smiling, she strolls down towards him.
Thought I might see you here. I always loved this place ever since you brought me.
So I guess I should say congratulations.
Only if you mean it.
Ah, well, in that case.
So are you okay?
I will be. Eventually. Or not.
I like your suit.
Thanks.
You look sharp.
So do you.
Thanks.
I quit the office.
You did? I didn't know. That's great.
And you, you're married.
Yeah. It's crazy, huh?
They sit awkwardly side by side, becoming serious.
You should have told me.
And
we were at the, wedding and we were dancing.
Well, he hadn't asked me yet.
But he was in your life.
Yeah.
So why'd you dance with me?
because I wanted to.
You just do what you want, don't you?
He stares at her. She smiles and looks away.
You never wanted to be anybody's girlfriend, and now you're somebody's wife.
It surprised me, too.
I don't think I'll ever understand that. I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It just happened.
Right, but that's what I don't understand. What just happened?
I just woke up one day and I knew.
Knew what?
What I was never sure of with you.
Hurt, he looks away from her.
You know what sucks? Realizing that everything you believe in is complete and utter bullshit sucks.
What do you mean?
You know, destiny and soulmates. True love and all that childhood fairy tale nonsense. You were right. I should have listened to you.
No.
Yeah, what are you smiling at?
Tom.
What? What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, you know, I guess it's because I was sitting in a deli and reading Dorian Gray, and a guy comes up to me and asks me about it, and now he's my husband.
Yeah, and so?
So what if I'd gone to the movies? What if I had gone somewhere else for lunch? What if I'd gotten there 10 minutes later? It was meant to be. And I just kept thinking, Tom was right.
No.
Yeah, I did. I did.
She self-consciously brushes a hair away from her face.
It just wasn't me that you were right about.
They sit together looking out at the city. She places a hand on his. With a pained expression, he looks down at her diamond ring, then studies her face. She gives his hand a squeeze.
I should go, but I'm really happy to see that you're doing well.
She gives him a pat on the back and walks off.
Summer. I really do hope that you're happy.
She smiles sweetly at him, turns, and goes. Tom stands looking at the skyline, then sits back down on the bench. Day 500. Tom walks on a tiled floor through a large, airy old office building with wrought iron lift cages.
Most days of the year are unremarkable. They begin and they end, with no lasting memories made in between. Most days have no impact on the course of a life. May 23rd was a Wednesday.
Tom takes a seat on a balustraded balcony area. A young woman is on a sofa also waiting. She has long, dark hair. They notice each other, but don't acknowledge one another.
Are you interviewing?
Sorry?
Are you interviewing for the position?
Oh, yeah. Why, are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My competition.
It would appear.
Yeah, so a little awkward.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't get the job.
Well, I hope you don't get the job. Have I seen you before?
Me? I don't think so.
Do you ever go to Angeles Plaza?
Yes. That's like my favorite spot in the city.
Okay, except for the parking lots, but...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think I've seen you there.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you.
You must not have been looking.
If Tom had learned anything, it was that you can't ascribe great cosmic significance to a simple earthly event. Coincidence. That's all anything ever is. Nothing more than coincidence.
Tom Hansen.
Yeah.
Come on back.
Thank you.
Tom had finally learned there are no miracles. There's no such thing as fate. Nothing is meant to be. He knew. He was sure of it now. Tom was...
Sorry, I just left, can I... One second.
He was pretty sure.
Hey.
You again.
Yeah, I was just wondering if maybe after this, if, you... Want to get some coffee or something?
I'm sorry, I'm sort of supposed to meet someone after this.
Okay.
Tom walks off, and she smiles to herself.
Sure.
What's that?
Why not?
Okay, well then I'll just, I'll wait for you.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. My name's Tom.
Nice to meet you. I'm Autumn.
Tom stares at her, then looks right at the camera with a twinkle in his eye. Day 500 becomes day 1. The sun shines on the line-drawing city. Blossoms bloom on the tree, and birds fly in the sky. Two little birds hop on the ground towards one another. She's got you hard.